about 2 hours and a half, I guess.
Oh, what's the intention? What's the idea of this?
Old-time words.
Old-time
words. Old-time words, modern words, old-time pronunciations, modern pronunciations. In other words, it's a history of speech.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we were talking about a porch and a gallery yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, you know, people don't say gallery anymore, but they used to.
And they say that, what do they use now, porch?
Porch.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty standard in this day.
In this day and the other one was gallery.
Uh-huh. Of course, the only way we can find these out is talk to people.
How far do you go back with it?
Oh, I talked to a lady who was 93.
Yeah?
It's a strange thing. Her daddy was born, was 68 years old when she was born.
Gosh.
So her daddy was born in 1800. Just after the revolution. She's still alive out in the western part of the state. Strange thing. She said she didn't know her daddy very well.
No, I don't.
Of course, that's understandable.
Yeah.
68, you just don't have much desire to talk to the children. Let's see, you said you had a horse lot and a corral?
Yeah, they are made to hold livestock, you know.
Uh-huh.
And some call them pens, some call them lots, some call them corrals. They are built a purpose to pen and corral or hold livestock.
Uh-huh. Did you have a place to keep your hogs and your pigs?
We had what we call a hog lot and pig pens.
Uh-huh. Now what was the difference in these?
The hog lot was a much larger pen.
Uh-huh.
Put a whole herd in there. But a pig pen, you only put three or four, two or three.
What'd you call the old gummy muddy stuff that they got chopped up?
I don't believe I understand you.
Well, probably the hogs had one place in the lot that they liked to root.
Yeah.
Had it all churned up.
Well, we had, that would be a wet place, what we call a hog waller.
Uh-huh.
That's where they go in and get themselves wet or muddy.
Uh-huh. Did you call that stuff lob lolly?
Yeah. Or hog waller.
Uh-huh.
They get in and actually want to just roll over in it and roll this side and then this side. Get good and wet and muddy and then get up and go lay down in the shade.
You're good and cool.
Yeah. Hog doesn't care for mud.
Uh-huh.
Especially in warm weather.
Do they have farmers in this area now who raise cows for their milk? Just for their milk?
Well, yes, but not like they used to have.
Oh.
Right.
That was common.
Plenty of farmers now have cattle all right and raise calves, and sometimes instead of milking this milk and pouring it to hogs, now they'll buy an extra calf, put two calves on one cow.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they don't have to fool with them.
Mm-hmm.
If you sit down out in the country now, and just a farmer like I'm thinking of, he'd have to go this way and get that milk.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, when he got it, if he didn't need it at the house, why, he pours it to the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to work that much anymore now. There used to be a lot of that.
What did you call a farmer who raised cattle just for milk?